Mark Levin, The Democrat Party Hates America. By Jeff Poor on June 26, 2023. Sunday, during his Fox News show's opening monologue, conservative talker Mark Levin argued that historically it had been Democrats who have opposed the major social and political changes in America over the past 150 years. According to Levin, that trend is indicative of the Democratic Party hating America. Transcript as follows. I really believe in fate, and I believe God gives us a path to follow. And hopefully we can find that path and follow it, and some people do. Some people are athletes, some people are professors. Some people make sure we're fed. They're farmers, they're truck drivers, you name it. For me, the path apparently is this. What's this? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I spend my weekends and my nights and early mornings doing this. Getting these bags under my eyes. I don't sleep a lot, I just don't. Things worry me. Things concern me. My wife will tell you that. I have a pad next to my bed. I take notes about certain things that are going on in the country. I am a voracious reader of mostly history. I'm trying to figure out what's taking place, who's responsible for what. And that's all well and good, but if I can't communicate that to you, if I don't have a platform like this or radio or books, then really, it is all very interesting, but what's the point? So I try to convey it to you in as many ways as I possibly can. Here, on the airwaves, and especially through books. There's a book I've just completed, a project that's taken me really about 16 months. But the writing has been about 12 months, morning, noon and night, between other responsibilities. And I said we have to come to grips with something here. We, you and I, and that is, yes, American Marxism. But who is responsible for this? Doesn't just happen. Professors? Yes. Ideologues? Yes. Activists? Yes. It's the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has never accepted America from its birth to today. The Democratic Party was obviously in charge of the Confederacy. Jefferson Davis was a Democrat, most of the generals were Democrats. After the Civil War, the Democratic Party formed a group called the Ku Klux Klan. One of their generals did. Ulysses S. Grant, a Republican president, sent the army down to put down the Klan. It was quite successful until the Democrats took the House the next election cycle. And he couldn't get the support to do it again. Then we have a period of segregation all the way into Plessy versus Ferguson. We have a private rail company in Louisiana that wants to allow blacks to ride with whites. And who said no? The Democratic Party. Separate but equal, the Democratic Party. Segregated schools, the Democratic Party. Jim Crow, literacy tests, poll taxes, the Democratic Party, and I could go on and on. But today, the Democratic Party, it is a very chameleon-like party, it has sort of switched positions. Now, it is a party of American Marxism and it is doing grave damage to this country. So I thought it was time not just to call them out, as we do here all the time on Fox, but to do so in a way that is scholarly, substantive, and brutal. Because if we are going to save this country, and I truly mean it, the Democratic Party must not just be defeated, it must be obliterated. Is that provocative? No, they're provocative. And so I want to read this to you. This comes right out of the box out of a book I wrote called The Democrat Party Hates America, because it's never embraced Americanism. Is it the pro-Constitution party today? No. Bill of Rights? No. Private property rights? No. Individualism? No. They are for groupism. Capitalism? No, they hate capitalism. How about E Pluribus Unum? No, it's the opposite with them. They believe in critical race theory, promoting racism, enshrining racism. They used to be a party of women's rights. Now, they hate women, with transgenderism destroying women's sports under Title IX, which was intended to support it as a civil rights matter. How about citizenry? They hate the citizenry. Joe Biden talks up foreigners even before they come into this country, while he trashes at least half of the American citizens on a regular basis. Do they like separation of powers? No. Do they like the Supreme Court? Only when it does what they want it to do. How about the election process in this country? No. They want to destroy it. So what do they like about this country? Nothing. Just listen to what they say. That's what I point out in this book. The Democrat Party Hates America is not intended to be provocative, but in the Democratic Party-centric parts of our society, it undoubtedly will be. That said, it is not written for Democrat Party officials, politicians, media, sycophants, activists, and surrogates. It's written for you, those patriotic Americans who fear for our country and its future. America is unraveling. Our founding and history are under assault. Our families and faiths are being degraded. Individualism has been substituted for groupism. Colorblindness is now racist. Capitalism and prosperity are being devoured by economic socialism and climate change fanaticism. Classrooms have become indoctrination mills for racism, segregation, bigotry, and sexual perversion, and teachers' unions are hostile to parental involvement in critical decisions about the health and welfare of their children. In America, free speech and academic freedom are shrinking, and the police state is growing, as is monitoring and spying on citizens. The government is banning and regulating more and more household products, from incandescent light bulbs to dishwashers, while creating shortages and driving up costs of others. Crime is out of control in our streets, public transportation, and schools, while police budgets are slashed and many prosecutors and judges coddle violent criminals. Our borders are wide open to millions of foreigners who seek entry into the country as drug and criminal cartels ship killer drugs into our country by the tons and brutalize migrants by using them as indentured servants and sex slaves. The Democrat Party is responsible for most of this and much more. It seeks to permanently control our governmental institutions. Just as it dominates our cultural entities, from the media to academia and entertainment to science. It seeks to delegitimize any viscera at the Constitution, including the Bill of Rights, the Electoral College, the Supreme Court, separation of powers, and so forth, which obstructs its ideological designs. It abuses the rule of law by targeting its political opponents for harassment, investigation, prosecution, and even imprisonment. On October 30, 2008, when Barack Obama shouted to a crowd that we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America, he wasn't kidding. On May 14, 2008, when Michelle Obama pronounced that we are going to have to change our conversation, we are going to have to change our traditions, our history, we're going to have to move into a different place as a nation, she meant it. The Obamas are not alone among Democrat Party apparatchiks in their contempt for the country. In fact, it is the rare top Democrat Party politician who regularly praises America and is sincere about it. They mostly trash-talk the country and smear millions of people. The examples are too numerous to catalog here. But it is a party that is built on the demands and propaganda of revolutionaries, demagogues, and malcontents, and has a horrifying history of supporting the most contemptible causes, including slavery, segregation, the Ku Klux Klan, and even lynchings. Indeed, almost from the start, the Democrat Party rejected principles and values of the American experiment. And today, it is the home of another anti-American movement, American Marxism, with its various ideological appendages. The Democrat Party ruling class elites and activists are united in this revolution. As the title of this book declares, the Democrat Party hates America. Indeed, if you want to fundamentally transform something, you clearly do not love it or even like it. As I've explained on my radio show, if someone says, "I wish I could fundamentally transform my spouse," that you obviously don't love or like your spouse. But what if you do not want to fundamentally transform America and love our country? Then it is important to speak the truth about those who seek to impose the will on the rest of us. When dealing with such a dire threat to our freedom, society, and way of life, we cannot dodge our responsibilities as citizens, especially in my case, when I have such large platforms to push back. It can be difficult and unpleasant to speak out and write a book such as this, given the predictable outrage and anger that will surely result from numerous individuals and quarters. Nonetheless, the time is late, and the cause is too important to self-censor. So let us step back and examine what is taking place and the central role of the Democrat Party. This is the longest book I've ever written. It is, I think, the most important book I've ever written, and there is scholarship in it, and there's a lot of history in it, substance in it, present-day events in it, and the iron fist. We cannot candy-coat this any longer. People want bipartisanship, they want to coexist. They hear it all the time from the Republican leadership, the Senate, from McConnell. I hear it from candidates like Chris Christie. I hear it from individuals like Chris Sununu and Asa Hutchinson. In my humble opinion, they do not comprehend what's going on in this country and they do not comprehend what we're up against. From our classrooms, to our workplaces, to the border, to our economic system, to our faith, to our families. They are all under assault and they are all under assault as a result of the biggest political party in this country, the Democrat Party. It is time to call them what they are, and that's what I've done in this book, The Democrat Party Hates America. It's a phrase that we need to use over and over again. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.